This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazi olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kanaka vatereri tinosangana zvakare manero anhasi uri musomo govera chikumi 25/2016. Makaterera ku Studio 7 nepenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa 909 AM 4930 kana pa 11605 ne 15775 kHz pa shortwave. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Blessing Zulu ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti ezvinei zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi.
Mamiriro zvakaita kuti kurambidzwa esuch, but zvakabviswa paimport open import general license.
Vemabhizimisi vanoti hapana chakaipa kuti zvimwe zvinhu zvisabvumidzwe kupinda munyika.
Inini munoona ka ndikaona zvinoita vatungamiri vekunyika dzinedzi. Vanokanganisa havo yes, asi vakatikanganisa vanobvuma kuti takanganisa uye voenda.
Imwe nyanzvi munyaya dzezvemitemo inoti vatungamiri veZimbabwe vanofanira kudzidza zvakawanda padanho rakatorwa nemutungamiri wehurumende yeBritain vaDavid Cameron rekusiya basa. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemusoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri tichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Mutungamiri wesangano reConfederation of Zimbabwe Industries kana kuti CZI vaDavid Norupiri vanoti hapana chakaipa kuti hurumende irambidze vanhu kutenga zvimwe zvinhu kunze kwenyika zvinosanganisira zvekudya sezvo zvichibatsira kuti makambani emunyika amutsiridzwe. Asi nyaya iyi yakonzera mutauro wakanyanya munyika zvakapawo kuti vamwe vanhu varatidzire pabhodha rekuBait Bridge. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi tabata vanorupiri kuti tinzwe pfungwa dzavo.
Mamiriro zvakaita kuti kurambidzwa esuch, but zvakabviswa paopen import general license. Saka vanhu vanenge vachibvumidzwa kuimporta kota isingakwanisi kunge ichizadzikiswa nevari muno vanogadzira vari muno muZimbabwe. Kana pane gepi ririko vanobvumidzwa kunge vachikwanisa kuimporta, but now vanofanira kunge vachiwana malicense kubva kuMinistry of Industry and Commerce.
Asika vamwe vari kuti zvinhu zviri kugadzirwa muZimbabwe zvacho zvinenge zviri kudhura.
Kutaura kunoita vanhu, but kana takatarisana nazvo zvizhinji zvacho zvimwe zviri kukombita zvakanaka pamasherefu nemaproducts anga achiimbotwa achiuya muno. Tikatarisa maproducts acho akarambidzwa akaita sewawa, akaita sana maheu, ezewawa anongova dhora for two, aiuya acho anongovawo dhora for two. Tikatarisa mafuta zvekare mapraise anga akangofanana, asi kuti vanhu vava vangodawo mabrands vokunze.
Asi takamboona kavamwe vemabhizimisi vekusouth africa vachigunun'una kuti zvinenge zvaakuvakanganisawo, hazvizokanganisi here ukama hwenyu nesouth africa?
Ichocho ichokwadi vari kugunun'unawo, asi vari kutotibvunzawo kuti asi matsiva zvatiri kuitira iukani, nokuti ivo vane zvimwewo zvomuZimbabwe zvavasingadi kutambira munyika mavo nokuda kwokuti vanoda kuchengetedzawo maindastri avo.
Mutungamiri wesangano reConfederation of Zimbabwe Industries vaDavid Norupiri vari parunare muHarare. Gweta Dr. Alex Magaisa vanodzidzisa mutemo paKent University kuBritain vanoti zvichatora nguva kuti vanhu vazive kuti ukama pakati peBritain neZimbabwe huchachinja here zvitevera kubuda kweBritain mugungano reEuropean Union nemusi wechishanu. Britain, EU ne America dzakatemera Zimbabwe zvirango nekuda kwekutyora kodzero dzevanhu. Asi veZimbabwe vanoti vakatemerwa zvirango izvi nekuti vakatora minda kubva kuvachena vachipa vatema muna 2000. Kuti tinzwe nezvoukama pakati peZimbabwe neBritain mushure mekunge Britain yabuda muEU, tabata Dr. Magaisa.
Inyaya ichangoburwa iyi, saka hasazvo zvanyatsogadzikana kuona kuti kumberi kwakamira sei. Asi maonero angu ndeyekuti patogara paine kuzama kuti nyika dzichitanga kudyidzana kwenguva yakati ndofunga kubva pana 2013 pakapera maelection payapo, ndakaona kuti Britain inenge yanga yakuzama kuti paite kakutaurirana. Patomboita kushanyirana kwezvina business, vamwe vekuZimbabwe vachauya kuno muna July umu, saka patogara pane zviri kuitika. NeveEUwo pagara kudhara kubva before 2013 patenge paine kakutaurirana kakaripo. Saka handiona hangu pachinyaya kuita zvinhu zvakanyanya kusiyana pane zvazviripo.
Tiri kuonawo kuti mutungamiri wehurumende yeBritain abva ati ndaakusiya basa. Zvii zvingadzidzikawo neZimbabwe apa?
Inini munoona ndikaona zvinoita vatungamiri vekunyika dzine idzi. Vanokanganisawo havo, yes, asi vakatikanganisa vanobvuma kuti ndakanganisa uye voenda. Vanhu vakawanda chaizvo vandonzwa vachiti inini apa ndabatwa ndatadza zvakati vanoenda. Zvino kwedu munhu anotoramba ari pamunyatso haabvi, anotoramba akaruma, anotoita nharo kuti hazvinei. Munoona kuti vaCameroon vakaelektwa last year ka, dai kuri kuAfrica vangadai vatoti aiwa hazve referendum hazvina basa izvi, ini mandate yangu ndakaita se ndakapuhwa last year, saka ndoramba ndiripo.
Gweta uye vachidzidzisa mutemo paKent University, Dr. Alex Magaisa vari parunare kuBritain. Muchirongwa chatinotarisa zviri kuitika kumaruwa, tiri kudzokera zvakare kuchinyamukwakwa kuchipinge, uko kwakapfurwa vaItai Chikwasha svondo rapera vachinzi vainge vabanzimbe dzekambani yeGreen Fuel, iyo inogadzira mafuta ekufambisa dzimotokari ichishandisa nzimbe idzi. Chiitiko ichi chapa kuti paite ropa rakaipa pakati pevagari nekambani iyi. Mukuziya nyaya iyi, tabata vaClarice Maduku vanotungamira sangano revagari replatform for youth development, avo vanoti vaChikwasha havasati vavigwa kusvika pari zvino.
Sekutaura kwatiri tava nemhuri nekuti isusu tiri kushandawo nemalawyers eZimbabwe Lawyers of Human Rights, uyewo tiri kushandazve nerimwe sangano rakazvimirira retinoti Counseling Service Unit. Vakati ivo kana postmortem mhuri ichinge isina kufara nezviri kubuda papostmortem, tetaa kunoapira kuti paitwezve yatingati independent pathologist anenge akupa humbo hunofadza kana kuti hungangoti mhuri igutsikana.
Asi iwo ukama hwevagari nekambani yeGreen Fuel hwakamira sei mushure mekupfurwa kwakaitwa munhu?
Ndingada kukuudza ichokwadi, ini ndiri kucommunity izvozvizvi. Ndatomboenda kunowana kunoona vemhuri yevafi kuti tinzwise zvakamira sei, nekuti community yatingati yemuchinyamukwakwa vanotoswerawo vari pamba ipapo. Saka rufu rwekuti mhuri nenharaunda zvangofanana, hauchakwanisi kupatsanira kuti mhuri neiyi nharaunda neiyi, nekuti vanhu vanenge vachirwadzikana nepfungwa yekuti kurufu urwu maitikira rwakaita, vanhu vazhinji vanongoona sekuti zvingangoramba zvichidzokororwa. Saka kupfungwa dzine nharaunda ndedzekuti yatove hondo iya yekuti zvakawanda zvanga zvakuda kuti waine hurumende, zvekuti isuwo sevamiriri venharaunda takatoita zvakawanda kuedza kudzora. Vanga vakuda kuti aiwa hapana kana matrakta kana vekambani vachafanira kuramba vachienderera mberi kusvikira kambani yabvuma kuti ndiyo yakauraya munhu. Saka tingangoti senyaya yanga yagara ichinetsa kubvira makore atingati 8 apera kubvira muna 2009 ingori nyaya yemuganhu, ingori nyaya ita zvanenge vachitiwo pane zvakati kuti kambani zvainoti ichaita zvaisina kunge yaita, sezvo iri nyaya iri kuma yatingati iri pakati iri pasi peparliament kana pasi pecabinet. Saka inyaya dzekuti izvezvizvi ukama hwarinyanya kuipisisa zvekuti pakashaya vanove vane humhizha hwekupindira yatingati maconflict management, ndinoona iri nyaya ingangokanganisa zvakanyanyisa ukama hwagara husina kumira zvakanaka.
Ko vamwe vanga vapfurwa vakakuvara vaya vakabuda here muchipatara?
Vakabuda muchipatara. Mukomana anonzi Jairos Mapopo, mukomana nemakore 19 years. Akapfurwa pamuoko uyu. Pakura kwake munhu anga asinawo mari. Saka isu se the platform for the development akanga takataura neve counseling service unit vakati vachimubatsire kuti anorapwa uye nemukadzi uyu anonzi Maita Diwa kana kuti Mavis.
VaClarice Maduku vanotungamira sangano revagari replatform for youth development vanga vachitaura vari parunare vari kuchipinge.
We love you.
Saverio.
Yeah.
It's precious.
Now we shift here.
My Isabella.
Yeah, man.
Na father, my sister. Na father, munhu wese, my sister. Doro tadira bazita father, bari bazita father, gana ma ancestors. Yeah. Waya, waya.
In Indino, it was Shiltoman, a.k.a. Romeo Anthony, the dancer, father. Magatera Studio 7.
Waya, waya. Muza, waya, waya.
Iko zvino yasvika nguva yekuti tichimboenda kuchirongwa chinotarisa zviri kuitika muupenyu hwevanhukadzi chatinopakurirwa naMavelas Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7.
Ndino kuchingamidzai nemufaro vateereri muchirongwa chenyu chinotarisa zvinosangana nevanhukadzi muupenyu. Chirongwa ichi munochipakurirwa neni Marvelous Muhlanganya uye ndiri muWashington. Nasi taita rombo rakanaka kunge tine hurukuro nemutungamiri wesangano reZimbabwe Women in Politics Alliance uyezve vari nengo yechikwata chinozikanwa icho seOccupy Movement of Zimbabwe. Muzvare Linda Masarira. Muzvare Masarira nevamwe vavo vakambotsungwa musure mekunge varatidzira vari muAfrica Unity Square mazuva apfuura. Tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu Muzvare Masarira.
Ndinotenda makadi yenyu nevese vari kuteerera.
Mungatitsananguriro kuti zvakafamba sei kuti muzowanikwa imi muchisungwa?
Zvakaitika ndezvekuti ini pachangu ndakatoita kumutswa ndakarara pabhenji rananga ndaa kuti ndoo bhedhuru yangu mazuva atanga tiri kugara muAfrica Unity Square. Ndikabvunza kuti ko zvaita sei muri kundimutsa muchinditokonya nebaton stick musoro zvikanzi masungwa. Ini semunhu anozivawo mafambiro anoita zvemutemo ndakabvunza kuti mhosva yandasungirwa ndeyei zvikanzi hatina nguva yekukuudzei kuti masungirwei handei. Saka pandakaramba ndakagara ndakaita zvekudhonzwa nemapurisa vakaenda neni kurwarisa avo kwatakapedza 30 minutes vachida kuti ndipinde mukati merori njira hatikwanisi kupindamo. Tasvika kuHarare Central Police Station nevamwe vananga ndichinge ndasungwa navo vaiva vari 9 takabvunzwa kuti mhosva yatasungirwa ndeyei. Asi ivo vakanga vasina mhosva nekuti vanga vachiri muchirongwa chekuda kubika mhosva yekuti vatipomere. Saizvozvo takanga takachengetedzwa kuHarare Central Police Station for more than 30 hours vasati vawana kuti mhosva yavangatipomere ingava yei. Musi weFriday manheru tichiti tinonoenda kukoti neSaturday ndopatakazotorwa tese tikadzorwa zvakare kuCID Law and Order tikazoudzwa pamberi pagweta wedu obeishava kuti mhosva yedu yaiva obstruction of the course of justice. Sasa izvozvo kuchengetwa kwatanga takaitwa kuHarare Central Police Station hazvisi pamutemo pachirungu anoti illegal detention. Zvakare munoona kuti nzvimbo yatanga takachengetwa yakanga isina magumbezi pavanhu vaviri tanga takapiwa kagumbezi kaduku duku kasingatombodzii muchiona kuti nguva yatiri inoi nguva yechando. Zvakare kwakanga kusina mvura takagarako mazuva maviri tisina kugeza uyezve kwakanga kusina chikafu. Chikafu chete changa chiriko changa chiri chingwa chakatoora chinonzi marijects anounzwa neBakers Inn. Chakanga chiri chikafu chanchiri kupiwa vasungwa vanenge vakachengetedzwa vakamirira kuenda kumakare inotongerwa mhosva.
Tinonzwa zvekuti makamboendeswa kuchikurubhi kwakamira sei ikoko?
Kuchikurubhi remand prison kwakange kwakaomba nekuti chikafu chaicho chiriko hachisi chikafu chekuti chinganzi chinodyiwa nemunhu mupenyu. Chikafu chiri kuchikurubhi muriwo unobva kugadheni rekuchikurubhi ikoko unongoiswa mumvura nenhata idzodzo dzisina kana kumbobviswa zvongobhoiliswa zvakadaro usina kana munyu. Chibage chacho ndechiye chekuti chine chakangogayiwa zvekuti sadza rinenge risiri kwaiti rinenge rakachinja kuda kunoita yelo zvakadaro.
Saka izvezvi maburitswa muusungwa mucharamba here muchienderera mberi nemabasa amamuri kuita tichitarisa kuti vamwe vari kurohwa vamwe vachisungwa zvakamira sei?
Mabasa hatiregedzi.
Aiwa, nguva yedu ndiyo yaita shanje. Tinokutendai Muzvare Linda Masarira kunge manga muinesu pano pachirongwa chedu chinotarisa zvinosangana nevanhukadzi muupenyu.
Tinotenda.
Chirongwa ichi munochipakurirwa neni Marvelous Muhlanganya uye ndiri muWashington.
Iko zvino tochienda kuna Jonga Kandebiri achitipa chirongwa hupenyu hwedu.
Ndinokutambirai nemufaro muchirongwa chedu hupenyu hwedu. Umo tinotarisa zvatinosangana nazvo muupenyu. Anemi muchirongwa ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC. Nasi tiri kutarisa nezvematambudziko akatarisana nenyika munyaya dzezveupfumi zvikuru nekushaikwa kwemari mumabhanga izvo zvaita kuti vanhu vakawanda vatambure muhurukuro yedu. Tine mutauriri webato reNCA vamadhokuchivasa. Tinogamuchirai nemufaro vachivasa.
Tinotenda.
Vachivasa, nhasi tati timbotarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyaya dzeupfumi, tinoona kuti nyika haina mari, mabhanga haasi kukwanisa kupa vanhu mari dzavo dzavakachengetesa. Toonawo hurumende haisi kukwanisa kubhadhara vashandi vayo paine nguva, ivo vanhu vakaseenza. Zvinhu zviri kupa matambudziko muvanhu. Bato renyu rinotarisa sei matambudziko iwaya munyaya dzeupfumi?
Zviri kuitika munyika munomu zvinhu zvokuti hazvisi kunyanya kutishamisa, asi zvinhu zviri kutirwadza stereki. Kuti hurumende iripo iri kuratidza yatotadza zvachose kuti inge ichigadzirisa matambudziko atiri kusangana nawo muno munyika muno. Chatingatoona chiripo ndechekuti vabude zvavo pachena kuti hazvo kutonga nyika izvi zvinenge zvakona, vatadza kutonga nyika inoyi.
Toonawo kuti mamwe mapato akaita sebato reMDCT vari kutorawo matanho ekuratidzira vachinyunyuta nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika. Imiwo bato renyu reNCA rine urongwawo hupi hwekuratidzawo kunyunyuta ikoko?
Tingati zviri kuitwa nemapato rakafanana neMDCT ramataura zvinhu zvakanaka kuti vanhu vange vachiratidzira kuhurumende kuti havasi kufara nezviri kuitika. Isusu semusangano usati wanyanya kukura usati waningwa uripo takatanga muna 2013 tokwanisa kunge tiri nzira idzodzo dzekuti pamwe tinge tichiunganidza vanhu takawanda tichiremerawo sekuti tichangotanga uye kuti nyaya dzemari idzodzo dzinenge dzichitonedzawo isusu semusangano. Hapana kwatinowana mari, mari yatinotowana imari inenge tichibva kumamemba dzedu. Saka chingoripo ndechekuti munhu wega wega anokwanisa kunge achiratidzira munhu wega wega anokwanisa kunge achiti anyunyute nezviri kuitika tinenge tichitofara nazvo tichizvikurudzira seNCA.
Imi muri bato rinopikisa rinogona kungomuka mangwana rapanyanga raakutonga, zvii zvamungatarisira kuti mungashandura nazvo mamiriro akaita zvinhu kana mukamawana mukana iwo?
Chekutanga ndechekuti nyika inoi ine mari yakawanda, saka isusu seNCA tinotevedzera zviya zvinonzi muchirungu social democracy. Social democracy inoreva kuti ngatitarisei isusu upenyu hwemunhu zvake ari pasi kuti avo vasingati vanowana kana vari pakati nepakati, totarisira kuti upenyu hwave hutohusimudzira sei. Saka muno munyika mune zviwanikwa zvakawanda, mune goridhe, mune madhaimondi, mune kopa, zvinhu zvese zvakawanda izvo. Saka tingati nyaya iripo inyaya yekuti hurumende iripo haisi kuanisa kuishandisa izvo zviwanikwa kuti vange vachibatsira vana vezimbabwe.
Aiwa, maita basa zvikuru vachivasa. Manga makateerera kune mutauriri webato reNCA vamadhokuchivasa muchirongwa chedu chatinotarisa zvatinosangana nazvo muupenyu. Chirongwa ichi munochipiwa neni Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC nichiti ngatisanganei zvakare svondo rinouya. Ndokusiyai muwako waBlessing Zulu.
Tinotenda Jonga. Iko zvino tochimbotarisa mitambo yenhabvu yekaso Premier Soccer League iriko mangwana. Islanders ichatamba neZPC Kariba kuBaba Fields, Capes United ichitamba neBulawayo City kuNational Sports Stadium, koti Wange ichitamba neMutare City kuColliery. Aiwa, hama wadiwa, tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Regai timbotarisa musoro nawo zvakare. Vesangano reConfederation of Zimbabwe Industries vanoti hapana chakaipa kuti zvimwe zvinhu zvisabvumidzwe kupinda munyika zvikuru zvekudya. Imwe nyanzvi munyaya dzezvemitemo inoti vatungamiri veZimbabwe vanofanira kudzidza zvakawanda padanho rakatorwa nemutungamiri wehurumende yeBritain vaDavid Cameron yekusiya basa. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Anokoneka nemufaro ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu. Ndokusiyai mina Tatenda Gumbo munhau dzechirungu.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Saturday, June 25th, 2016. You are listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Tatenda Gumbo. Here are our top stories this evening. Some teachers say they back moves by civil servant groups threatening to boycott over non-payment.
Ideally, after Monday, things will go unchangeable. We are likely to go back to the 2008 Fed Dem scenario where they are simply stopped going to work if the government continues on the path that they are taking right now.
The Voice, a U.S. contestant Brian Nira, returns from his annual trip to Zimbabwe and tells us all about it.
It was so inspirational for me to see all that they're doing in Zimbabwe. You know, I think that they're taking every opportunity that they have at this moment in time and just running as fast as they can.
And as usual, we focus on issues affecting women. As some members of Zimbabwe's civil servant groups are threatening to engage in a boycott this Tuesday, teachers say they are backing the move as they are fed up with stalled and delayed payments. Government ministers and workers' representatives met Wednesday to discuss the issue, but were deadlocked, resulting in the scheduling of another meeting Monday. A Harare-based teacher who wanted to be known only as Mr. Shumba says only 6 months after December's delayed payments, civil servants are again left to fend for their families due to non-payment. Mr. Shumba says come Monday, he will rally behind structures planning to boycott.
You now have the same government telling us right now, with only a few days before payday, that they are not willing and able to pay. So if that is the case, then civil servants are justified in calling for a strike.
And Mr. Shumba, how are you living day to day without having your salaries? How are you surviving?
I tell you, things have been pretty tough, especially since the beginning of year. You are aware, I'm sure, that in December, the government decided to pay us after Christmas. So we had the hell of a Christmas. We didn't enjoy our Christmas. Then come January, we had to pay school fees for our kids. Some who are in boarding school, and it was very difficult for us to pay the school fees because they did not pay us the promised bonus, only to come with the bonus in May. So you can imagine the hell that we went through during the first term to try and raise fees for our kids. You can imagine how difficult it was. You can imagine the kind of Christmas that we had without the promised paying the check. Let me say, currently, teachers are living from hand to mouth. We are in very deep trouble. And I feel very sorry, especially for our urban counterparts. We have to fork a dollar or so every day to and from work. And they have to make sure that they have food on the table. They have rent out to pay. They have food. There's other bills to take care of. So you can imagine how such a patient will survive. And add on to that, you have somebody telling you, an employer, telling you with a straight face that he is not going to pay you for the next 2 weeks.
How do you still do your work knowing that, one, you're unpaid, and two, our negotiations continue to be stalled?
Let me say, teachers have been patient maybe for this week only because tensions started rising on Monday. So this week we have been watching and seeing the trend that events are going to take. But I tell you, after Monday, we are going to have a very clear picture on what exactly we are supposed to do.
That was Harare-based teacher who wanted to be known as Mr. Shumba, speaking with Studio 7 from Harare. Meanwhile, Zimbabwean government doctors say they will not be able to offer their services beyond the 1st of July unless the government pays them their June salaries before the end of the month. This follows the government's move to shift June salaries for its workers to the end of the month, spilling into July. Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association President Fortune Nyamande says the outcome of the Monday meeting will decide the position their members will take. Reporter Jonga Kandemiri speaks with Dr. Nyamande for more details.
The meeting was supposed to be moved to Tuesday. This has been affected by the fact that we are awaiting the outcome of the negotiations that are taking place that are taking place between the government and the Apex Council for the federal regulators included. So the outcome is going to guide the next course of action that we need to take.
We understand that the government raised some proposals. What are your members saying about these proposals?
Basically, I think the position by our members is that we are in essential service sector. So for us, it is very difficult for any member of our profession to be away from work for any excuse, whether they do this money for transport, or they do this money to defend their school for their families. So basically, our members are just saying we need to, to be accorded that status, that we are in change of service. So we didn't accept any salary that will come in the following months, which is after the month we surrendered our service.
How are your members taking this position as of now?
I think we violated to the government that we will not accept. We definitely need to accept getting our salaries. 21 days beyond the moment of change.
That was Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association, Zimbabwe Hospitals Doctor Association President Fortune Nyamande in Harare. Musician and The Voice U.S. contestant Brian Nira, who recently returned from his annual trip to Zimbabwe, says this trip left him inspired and prepared to continue his musical journey. Nira, born to Zimbabwean parents in the United States, participated in the popular singing show The Voice before being eliminated in the top 10. I spoke to Nira on his trip, which marked his first return to Zimbabwe after his appearance on The Voice and his first concert in the country.
The trip was beautiful. It was a lot busier than we expected. It was cool because, as soon as we stepped foot in the country and as soon as, word kind of got out that we were there, we had the opportunity to get in contact with so many people that were in Zimbabwe and more people than we could have ever imagined.
We know you had the concert, you had some radio listenings, you were able to talk to some young people. What were some of the highlights for you?
I think the biggest highlight was the concert that we did on Saturday at the Harare International Conference Center. It was amazing. We had around 1,000 young people come out, young and old, really. And they just set the house on fire. Then I also had the opportunity to meet some really cool people, like the people at Moto Republic, and then all of the radio stations that we got in contact with. Was just amazing.
Talk about the concert. It's a yearly concert that your family does, your parents do. Tell us more about that, and what was the purpose of this concert?
Yeah, well, the conference is the thing that my parents yearly do. This was the first year that we had that I actually did like a full-out concert. Mm-hmm. And so, but the conference that we do is for young adults. It's called Equip. And it's really just a conference that's, preparing young people to go out into every arena, every occupation, and to just be the hands and feet of Jesus. And then we had the opportunity this year just to tie in a concert, for everyone who supported my journey in Zimbabwe on The Voice, just the opportunity to do my own music, my new music, and it was really, really, really something special.
Mm-hmm. So you did get to meet a lot of the young guys in Zimbabwe that are doing a lot of different stuff. How was that? How was that experience?
Oh, it was amazing. It was so inspirational for me to see all that they're doing in Zimbabwe. I think that they're taking every opportunity that they have at this moment in time and just running as fast as they can and creating some, just incredible content, incredible creations, incredible media art. And they were asking me to come inspire them, and I was leaving more inspired than I could have ever imagined.
Now, of course, talking about being inspired, you left The Voice, and you've been doing so much stuff. Talk about what has come out of that experience for you.
Yeah, we're just on a whole nother level. Me and the team that I work with, we're just on a whole nother level, and we're moving fast right now. Just everything, the season 10 is over now. And so, you know, all of us, you know, from the season, you know, we're doing our thing. You know, people are touring, people are recording. But specifically for us, we're doing more touring. And we're running fast and opportunities are coming. And we're just doing our best to be good stewards of them.
Mm-hmm. And with that, what's next for you? We know that you have your album, Hope Stand. That's been out. You've been promoting that. But anything to look forward to for those who are following you, who want more music, who want more content?
Yeah.
What do you have going on?
Yeah. At this point, we're not working on more music, writing a little bit, but you know, we're just performing. That's the biggest thing we're doing right now is performing. I'm back with my band, and we have some festivals and events coming up in around the country. So that right now is what we're specifically focusing on, mm-hmm. and then everything else will follow.
Mm-hmm. And how can people kind of follow you? Of course, we know you're pretty big on social media. Also, where can they find your documentary and get a chance to watch what you did when you were in Zimbabwe?
If you search Brian Nira, you'll be able to find me anywhere. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, anywhere. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to find me.
Thank you, Brian. And I would be amiss if I didn't end this with asking you to give us a little vocal blessing.
Well, this is one of my original songs. It's called Dream the Dreams. It goes, dream the dreams inside your heart, chase them down with all you got in. Push the limits, cross the lines, tear down the walls that's standing your way.
That was musician Brian Nira speaking with us via Skype in Los Angeles, California. Head over to our website, voazimbabwe.com, to watch this full interview and clips of Brian Nira's documentary on his trip home to Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
U.S. Agency for International Development Mission Director John Gorky announced this month a new U.S. contribution of $21 million in food assistance to feed malnourished individuals in Pakistan. The United Nations World Food Program, or WFP, will use the U.S. financial contribution to turn approximately 26,000 metric tons of Pakistani government-provided wheat into fortified flour, which will be distributed to those who need it most. WFP will also use USAID funds to purchase and distribute more than 6,500 tons of food to families, especially in the federally administered tribal areas. The United Nations is committed to combating hunger in Pakistan, but we know we can't do it alone, Gorky said. By working alongside the United Nations World Food Program and the government of Pakistan, we've been able to feed more people, save more lives, and support more communities than any one of us could have achieved alone. Mission Director Gorky announced the new funding at the WFP office in Islamabad, where he inaugurated a photo exhibition with WFP Country Director Lola Castro. The strong and strategic partnership among the United States government, the government of Pakistan, and WFP has made the lives of millions of vulnerable Pakistanis better, especially in areas affected by natural and man-made disasters, Castro said. The generous funding from USAID over the years has improved food security and nutrition, as well as the livelihoods and resilience of those in need. Since 2010, USAID has given nearly $850 million in food assistance to the people of Pakistan. The United States is proud to work with its partner, Pakistan, to help ensure food security for Pakistan's people.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
And now, as usual, it's time for the Women's Forum.
Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Tonight, we're gladly joined by the founder of Zimbabwe Women in Politics Alliance, who is also a member of Occupy Movement of Zimbabwe, Linda Masarira. She will be taking us through her ordeal of how she got arrested when she was protesting at the Africa Unity Square. and what her plans are for the future. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Ms. Masarira.
Thank you very much, Marvelous. How are you doing?
You are one of the women that were arrested for staging protests in the Occupy Africa Unity movement. Tell us a little bit, what happened?
What happened is it was on a Thursday. The police actually came and woke me up when I was sleeping on the bench that I was sleeping on. And to be precise, it was the riot police. When they woke me up, I asked them why they were waking me up and what they wanted from me. And the police said that I had been arrested. I asked for the reason of my arrest. They had no reason and they had no charge. So whilst I was refusing to go with them, they manhandled me to their lorry, and it took about 30 minutes for them to get me into the lorry, of which during the process they sexually harassed me because they had to push me. A number of men actually carried me, pushing and shoving me on my backside. And when we got to Harare Central Police Station with the 9 other persons that I had been arrested with, we kept on demanding to know why we had been arrested. Unfortunately, no one was willing to tell us why we had been arrested and for what reason. So we were illegally detained for about 30 hours, after which the Friday before we went to court in the evening, they called our lawyer, and that's when they told us that our charge was obstruction of justice. So we were illegally detained, and the situation was very bad at the police station because they kept on denying us basic needs that we needed. Like, for example, there were no blankets, considering that it's winter. Two people had to share one blanket. There was no water. There was no food. The only food available for those people who were waiting to go to court was rotten bread, which is donated by Bakers Inn. So the situation was really deplorable, and it's very inhuman and very unconstitutional.
So what happened to you after Harare Central Police Station?
After we went to court, we were remanded in custody on $500 bail and sent to Chikurubi Female Remand Prison. And upon arrival at Chikurubi Remand Female Prison, the attitude of the prison staff was really terrible because they treat everyone like they're nothing, like they're rubbish. And I think we're saved by the amnesty because blankets were not really a problem. But the real problem that Chikurubi Female Remand Prison was food. The food is not fit for human consumption because they just take vegetables from the garden, they just boil them with no salt, no cooking oil, and the sardine that they cook is just not the normal sardine that we used to. So fortunately, we had donors who would come and give us food, and friends and relatives. So I only managed to eat that food once, but the taste was terrible. And you realize that there are donors who came from the Roman Catholic Church on a Sunday. They donated cooking oil, foodstuffs, baby clothes for those prisoners that had children and all. But unfortunately, all those things were looted by the prison staff from ZPS.
What's your proof that those goods did not end up where they were supposed to be?
The goods did not end up where they were supposed to be because my continued stay there, I never saw food that had been cooked with cooking oil. The baby clothes were not given to the babies. They only handed out pieces of soap, and the rest they didn't. They took them. And we actually saw them going with those things to their houses. And everyone was, you know what it's like in a jail setup. They're going with these things. They're going home with these things. It's something that I witnessed with my own two eyes. It's not hearsay. I was there and I saw it happening.
What other situation would you say really made you uncomfortable? I know this, the living arrangements were not good, the food was not good, but you mentioned that also there was another situation that you found deplorable.
The other situation was they were forcing female prisoners on remand to go and do hard labor in the garden, of which prisoners on remand do not do work in the garden.
So what's the way forward now that you're out? Are you going to continue with the protest?
The struggle continues. We're not going to stop until our demands are met. Our message is clear. We want Robert Mugabe and his government to step down and pave way for new leadership that cares about the welfare of Zimbabwe.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Linda Masarira, for having been our guest here on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women.
Thank you very much, Marvelous. Have a splendid evening.
I'm Marvelous Mplanganyahuye.
Thank you, Marvelous Mplanganyahuye. We hope you're going to have a wonderful weekend. Now to recap today's top stories. Some teachers say they back moves by civil servants groups threatening to boycott classrooms over non-payment. And The Voice U.S. contestant Brian Nira returns from his annual trip to Zimbabwe, telling Studio 7 his visit left him inspired and prepared for his musical journey ahead. That's our broadcast this evening. And stand by for news in Ndebele given to you by Chris Gande. This is Tatenda Gumbo in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Siyabonga Tatenda. Siyalambulela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngomgqibelo omhlaka 24 Nhlangula 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Elingali tshona njani izulukandaba mthokazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Kambe uhlelo lwebandla le-MDCT olokuthi uZulu angathenga ezitolo zeziphathamandla zebandla lezanu PF luzaphumelela na?
Umbuzo mebhesi ngazibuza wona ukuthi bona abantu bezanu bawuphethe okunganani umnotho weZimbabwe. Ngakho ukuthi amashopu abo kakho maningi kangako amboni ukuthi ngabe lomehluko ye.
Kufa isizalwane seZimbabwe kwele South Africa kudlakela lwezombusazwe olwangalwesithathu.
Ye okwamanje imibiko esuka ePitoli ithi hayi umumo sokungani uyehla udlame akusekho lokhana obekukhona amalanga amathathu.
Kwezemidlalo, imidlalo yenkezo yePremier Soccer League sifike kuviki yeshumi lanye sihlaziya isimo sengalane yemiklomelo silo Ezra Chisa Svanda. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Kambe uhlelo lwebandla le-MDCT olokuthi uZulu angathenga ezitolo zeziphathamandla zebandla lezanu PF luzaphumelela na? Ibandla le-MDCT kuyona le iviki lithe liphakathi kokuhlela ukuthi uZulu engathengi impahla ezitolo zeziphathamandla zezanu PF ezifana leGushungo Dairies ekaMongameli Mgabe leChoppies kamsekeli wakhe umnumzana Phelezela Mphoko. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele ngcwethe ecubungula izombusazo yomnumzana Zenzele Ndebele.
Umbuzo mebhesi ngazibuza wona ukuthi bona abantu bezanu bawuphethe okunganani umnotho weZimbabwe. Ngakho ukuthi amashopu abo kakho maningi kangako amboni ukuthi ngabe lomehluko ye. Ngathi amanyethelo amatsha amahle athengisela ukuthi abantu sebediniwe ngombuso wezanu PF athi kuyini okunye abangakwenza ngoba amboni ukuthi ungabalalisa phandle kwengubo abantu bezanu ukuthi ezitolo zabo zisathengwa. Uba ngethemba ukuthi ama-boycott lawo azayenzakala lapho okulothekelelwa abantu be-MDC khona kakhulu. Kodwa siyakwazi unxa usiye emashoneni ngale owuzimbo Marambo Pfungwe siyahlaba usiya khona le emashonaland east izanu izibambile okuthi nxa kunalapho abama-business khona they won't be affected that much. Okuzawaya ngokuthi lapho abantu be-MDC ababhoycotha khona bangaki bona abantu be-MDC ama-business ezanu mangaki.
Kodwa sithi bekhangele amakampani amakhulu afana labo nalabo Gushungu Dairy lama supermarket amanye lapho kuthiwa balezabelo zamashezi ubona ana kusezokusebenza na
ngiyakhangela amakhampani amakhulu ngasebenza kodwa uzananzela ukuthi singase sikhangele uGushungu bonala bavele sebezipulela nje kwesinye isikhathi uyangena emasupermarket amakhulu ungatholi ama-product eGushungu ngenxa yokuthi sebesehluleka ke ukuyenza ngento ngendlela enhle kumbe ibhizinesi yabo sibaafektha ngenxa yokuthi khona umkhonoma umangakuhle. So nxa bengathola ama-shops amakhulu mhlawumbe ama-supermarket edorobheni lapho okuthiwa le izanu kumbe abantu bezanu balaphashezi ungaya ndawo kungazama ukuthi kube ne-effect. Kodwa ke mbona kathi i-MDC should do more than ja uboycott ama-supermarket. Kunengi abamele bekwenze sekuyisikhathi sokuthi bethengise ukuthi umbuso kamgale abawukhwabiti kuyini abamele bekwenze into abamele behlale phansi ukuthi what is it abangakwenza ukuthi izanu izwe ubuhlungu bebe-forced to negotiate i-table ngoba ngendlela umumo womkhonomo omningi ome ngayo u-2018 ukhathana kakhulu.
Uyatsho wena ukuthi kuningi akusipho kulutshwane ubona ngani bengakwenza?
MDC as a representation in parliament. I think MDC should look at laws, select constitution enter, which allows abantu to challenge some of the things. I think I'm a parliamentary for the committee now, just for me to allow who expose the corruption as a joint government. So, yes, but this is the time when the MDC should be mobilizing people if they have them and getting in the streets and saying, we are going to peacefully demonstrate until this government goes or until this government says something. Because unless abantu bezimisele ukuthi bagcwale izibidi bemtshela umongameli umgabuthi sebediniwe ngombuso wakhe.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Zenzele Ndebele ingcwethi ecubungula ezembusazwe bekhuluma icingweni le Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Kulesizalwane seZimbabwe esibikwa sifile kwele South Africa ngolwesithathu ngemva kokuqhamuka kodlakela lwezombusazwe olubangelwe ikukhethwa kukankosikazi Thokozile Didiza owebandla le-ANC ukuthi abe ngumeya weTswane, abanye besithi kabafuni ukuthi abe kulesi sigaba. Sixoxe lomnumzana Walter Nsunungulu Mbongolwane ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Ye okwamanje imibiko esuka ePitoli ithi hayi umumo sokungani uyehla udlame akusekho lokhana obekukhona amalanga amathathu adlileyo abantu sebehamba ngendlela abafisa ngayo. Ngikhuluma nje lamhlanje bengiphakathi ePitoli, hayi impilo iyaqhubeka ngendlela nje evele abantu abayijwayeleyo. Kodwa siyazi ukuthi mawuya emalokishini kule ndawo ukuthi akusemabopane, siyazi ukuthi khona izolo bathole isidumbu and siyazi ukuthi njalo umumo lokhu ungani abantu abakathembi. Kodwa kule masosha namaphoyisa abalokhu behamba-hamba besenza ukuthi konke abantu bengahlukunyezwa kube kahle. Naye uThokoziDiza lo abakade besithi abamfuni, sekukhona imibiko ethi bakhona eMamelodi, bakhona njalo e-Atteridgeville, bathe bammelela ukuthi abe ezoba-addressa ukuthi ebatshele ukuthi yena ubalethelani.
Sike sezwa imbiko yokubana omunye wabalabo abafileyo ngodabuka eZimbabwe, kungakuliqiniso na?
Ye, leyo mibiko ngiwuzwile la umbiko njalo, kodwa akunasiqiniseko esikhona ngoba asikaboni abantu abaseZimbabwe abadeye bamazi, kodwa sikuzwile kuphuma ezindabeni zikamabonakude ukuthi kulo muntu obuya elizweni laseZimbabwe. Akungeke kwamangalisa lokhu ngoba siyazi ukuthi abantu baseZimbabwe vele baningi kakhulu ePretoria lapho, njalo abanye babo yilaba abayenza okushishina kwama-tuckshop. Njalo abantu bama-tuckshop yiwo njalo akade bengani bahlukunyezwa kakhulu ngalesi khathi kuzokungena izigebengu ekade zithatha lowo mumo sezifuna ukuthi khona zona zitshontshe ezindaweni zalabo abantu abasebenza. So abantu baseZimbabwe vele bahlala besengozini enjalo ukuthi bangakhuhlukunyezwa nxa kule ndawo ezinto.
Hello ke ngumnumzana Walter Nsunungulu Mbongolwane esizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele South Africa ubekhuluma ecingweni le Studio 7 ekhona le eSouth Africa.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kilohertz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Okwamanje sengidedela emuva ngilitshiya ezandleni zikasithandekile Mhlanga esethulela uhlelo lwethu lwendaba zabesifazane.
Siyalamukela kuhlelo oluphathelane labesifazane lilami usithandekile Mhlanga. Namhla sixoxa lo nkosikazi Nomsa Nekevane, isiphathamandla senhlanganiso elondoloza intandane eZimbabwe iMopane Foundation International, yona egcwele eBhilithane. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga mama.
Yes, siyananzelela ukuthi ubusekhaya ungasichazela ngamafichane ukuthi kuyini ofike wakwenza.
Kuloko bengiqala ukuhamba ngisiyabona izikolo zonke lapho kulabantwana esiba supportayo. Ngiqale esomakulile enkayi lapho esibhadalele khona abantwana bangu-6. Sabathengela ama-school uniforms, sasuka lapho sayenyashongwe eMathebeleni South, sasuka lapho sayezamanyoni eMathebeleni South, labantwana bangu-7 khona. Omunye uform 1 siyangeza ugrade 3 I think. Sasuka lapho sayelukazi se eMadobo, sasuka lapho sagcina eCholosho eGwayi primary school, nakhona sabantwana bangu-6. Kusho ukuthi zonke izikolo sesibathi sibabhadalela school fees for umnyaka wonke, saphinda sabathengela ama-uniform. Abanye sigcine sibathengela izicathulo ngoba indlela abantu abasola ngakhona, it was just an emotional journey, honestly. Ngizangubona ukunjalo bengakwazi into khona kudala ngagcina ekhaya besibabhadala singababoni, but this time it was just an eye-opener.
Kuyini okukwethuse kakhulu? Baswela impahla zokugqoka yini lokusebenzisa kumbe ukudla?
Baswela konke. La engaqala khona esomakulile kwakulo mntwana ona 11 years kufana ndingabe ugrade 4 isaza grade 4 grade 5 yena ugrade 1 akalampahla vela ngikwazi ngiqale ngayo. Abanye ama-stories abo bazokutshela ukuthi ngabantwana bahlala beyi-2 sebezagcina bahlala komakhelwane. Omakhelwane labo abalakudla abasebenzi. Abanye akulanto abalayo, bakhona abazamayo bakwanisa ukuzenzela ezinye izinto. Saba-interview abantwana, sakhuluma nabazali babagadileyo. Omnye ugogo wayegade umntwana akakwazi kwayena ukuthi wazalwanini. Sathi umuntu nawazalwana wathi azalwa ngomnyaka we-30 okokuthi yena akakwazi. Abantwana bakhona bonke, izikolo zonke zengu-6 njengomfasikazihambayo, abantwana bangu-31 oyi-1 kuphela one-birth certificate.
Kuyini okwenza bethi abanelisi ukuzuza incwadi lezi zokuzala?
Ngoba abazali bekho, ogogo bakwazi benze njani. Abanye abantwana kuzothiwa maybe unina wamzalela eGoli wabuya laye. Abanye abazali bakhona bayaphila but unina wanyamalala or ohamba wakwedatshi umntwana logogo. Ngibuza umntwana ukuthi ngigcineni umama akasakwazi wamgcina yini. Omnye kuthiwa wamthiya khona bezalwa wagcina khona phakazi aphinda mbona.
Kuyini wakubonayo ngezikolo zikhatshana yini?
Somakwilile lapho saqala khona ngenhlanhla bathola asazi noma bathi World Vision babapha amabhasikili abantwana basifunda from 3 kilometers away from school. Abantwana bonke bathola amabhasikili but kwezinye indawo zonke kukude. Abanye bahamba as far as 5 kilometers besesikoleni but yindlela abayiphilayo bona bakubona ukunzima bakhona because ayikho enye into abaziyo other than khona ukuhamba isikole semango besesikoleni. Okuhlunga kakhulu like ezamanyoni sathi sifika esecondary kwathiwa abantwana bakhona bayi 300 and something. Out of 300 and something only abantwana 50 but the refuse. So ongangukuthi amateacher laba I think baphelelwa luthando futhi lokufundisa abantwana. Enkaya lapho saqala khona kunamagroup angu-2 from grade 1 to grade 7. Ama class u grade 1 no grade 2 bafundela class maybe 1. Uthomi teacher bengapha omnye bengapha beflatelen. So ongangukuthi from ama resources abala abantwana abala manje ukubhadala isikolo. Isikolo azinama resources ayiphi into ekhona. Abantu abazala bala kudla. IZimbabwe is I don't know. Angivela ngikwazi ukuthi ngithi I think now says ngabantu. Sometimes I don't know about exaggerate, but now so we won't really see that situation. Uyabona abantu aba exaggerate any it's more than what you thought it was.
Abantwana abangamantombazana ke
bathinteka kakhulu in such cases kunokuthi badinga nama sanitary pads that fike ezamanye zathola ukuthi kunomama othungayo but kunokuba sona ama resources and luckily ubekezela maduma unkosikazi wakhe naye she's doing something along those lines so ukuthi sizama ukukhuluma naye ukuthi maybe abancede ngama sanitary ngokufuna bafunde ukuba ukuthi bathola ama sanitary towels ngoba abakwanisi ukubhata ukuzithengela wona la wenzani alahle ama-disposable aba-afford if they can find a way ukuthi bazithungele basebenzise baphinde bawathi baphinde ba-alopho still be the best.
Lizababhadalela umnyaka owodwa, kuyathembisa yini ukuthi lizaqhubeka libabhadalele eminye iminyaka?
Isifiso sethu ukubabhadalela baze bayiqeda nabebefisa ukufunda yilokhu zenethu. So labe sibathethe okwamanje till sithola ama-donors okwamanje siyaqhubeka nabona abakuphela singakathathi abanye abakuthi sibenze baningi. So right now man sike UK ngaka 15 October the fundraising which we are hoping ukuthi si fundraise enough for the whole year next year. Ngisibathini ama inform izinto abazidingayo. Ubekezela maduma nonkosikazi wakhe. Bapledgele ukuthi bona bazobathengela ama stationery so ama stationery thina ezimophani asizukuthenga ngoba labana bazosithengela so thina sibeka ama inform nama school fees abo. Sizimise kubafundisa thile beqe secondary school.
Leyo balaleli bekuyingxoxolo nkosikazi Nomsane Kevane, isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ebona ngokulondolozwa kwentandane eMopane Foundation International, yona egxile eBhilithani. Asidibaneni njalo kuhlelo olufanayo ngeviki ezayo. Lizwe ukuthi siliphatheleni okutsha. Lilami uSithandekile Mhlanga, nikhona pha eWashington DC.
Siyabonga Sithandekile Mhlanga. kwezemidlalo lamhlanje ke siqale ngokukhangela ukuthi kusasa kuyadibana aphi amaqembu kunkezo yeCastle Premier Soccer League. IHighlanders izadibana leZPC Kariba enkundleni yeBarber Fields ukuthi iCapes United yona inqikilane leBulawayo City eNational Sports Stadium eHarare. IWange yabe isemalahleni konale eCollieri idibana ke leMtare City. Imidlalo yona yenkezo yePremier Soccer League sifike kuviki yeChumi lanye. Kesihlaziye isimo sengalane yemiklomelo silo Ezra Chisasban.
Nxa ukhangeleke Chris iHighlanders lonyaka itshintshile thina abanye besikhonona ngokwenziwa kwe-Highlanders ibona ukubana abaqeqeshi ababekhona vele bengafanelanga ukubana ke baqeshelelela iqembu elikhulu njengele-Highlanders. Umlungu lo osekhona ovela ke Netherlands ubaba loyo Ekbay usebuye ke lokuncithi bakhe njalo sasebenzela abafana abatsha ehlanganisa lalabo abakhulileyo ukuthi badlale iqembu le-Highlanders. Kulezi nsuku le-Highlanders kakula nkulumo. IHighlanders itshintshile ungayikhangela ngomnyaka ophelileyo kuphethe ubaba uMafu hayi yayingazange ifike phezulu yayikhona le phansi ngolona umnyaka kababukhayindlu yayikhona le phansi kodwa ngesecond half season yakhwela yagcina sikuwo number 2 kodwa lo nyaka into zitshintshile sisithemba ubana amaplayers nxa engazange alimale hayi le nkezo ngayithatha isicoco esikhulu
kodwa ke nxa sikhangela amanye amaqembu ikakhulu lawa angene kusizin yona le afana labo Bulawayo City lamanye ubona ngani kungakuhamba njani ahlale lokho ekukhona yini kumbe ngamanya za siwa kokoqanya womasinya sinya khona
iBulawayo City ngithemba nje wona ukubana ke sokuvula ukuthi kuthenga ngama players esithi kumele bathole kanye abadlala ngani bancane iBulawayo City ngiyokhangela kakhulu ngibona iBulawayo ukuthi idlalisa abangase bekhulile ukugijima kabasenelisi ngoba abanye bakhona abona siyalingana abasenelisi sagijime ke okwe 90 minutes so kumele ukuthi like idinga labafana abancane abazagijima sithatha lawa lolwazi ukuzoncedisa labafana abancane njengalokhu kwenziwe Highlanders. IBulawayo City Council yiqembu engikhalela ukuthi hhayi ngeke liphume kodwa iqembu efana le-Border Strikers hayi le Mtare City lezana ziyakugoqwanyawo vele kakubuyela emuva lezana ziyakhanya ukuthi ziyahamba ngoba laba abadlali njalo lapho ezidlalela khona ungagala ke kuthiwa yi-Border Strikers ayidlaleli khona le Bidbridge idlalela kwezinye indawo ongasemzini wahla.
Idimbari ke ubona njani?
Abantu iDynamos bayazi iDynamos kayiqilisi kahle minyaka yonke kodwa isikhathi siyeza bangasuki baqala ukuthi iDimbari lonyaka ifile ithintile bazoyibona isiqalisile manje ukunqoba so kumele ke yi-team kumele ikhangelelwe lana yesajwe ngoba ingaqalisa ukubana isinqoba iyanqoba ke isizini yonke iziyephela yikho isikhathi esiningi ihlale idlulele indaza engani yithelekithi imile isiya khona lesiqongweni ukuthi iyethatha ke inkezo. Ukakhulu ke abantu kumele bayikhangalisile ukubana iqinile iqembu le-Cape United lalo lonyaka ke liqine kakhulu ke libuya kahle liyadlala leli qembu le-Platinum. Ama-team engithi wakhangelele le season nxa iphela lonyaka Chris yi-Highlanders yi-Cape United yi-Platinum layo ke Dimbari ungayibali ngaphansi.
Lo ke ngu-Ezra Chisasibanda ingcwethi ecubungulayo ezemdlalo wenguqu bekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 esebhilitane. Bahlelo lothulwa lamhlanje ke sikhangele bezikhokhela kambe uhlelo lwebandla le-MDCT olokuthi uZulu angathengi izitolo ezitolo zeziphatha amandla zebandla lezanu PF luzaphumelela na. Kufa isizalane seZimbabwe kwele South Africa kudlakela lozombusazwe selugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lothulwa lamhlanje olivalelisayo igama nguChris Gande lilale.
You have
have been listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murare zvakanaka vateereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.